or goal?
Good questions, and I feel we really should start the show with it, especially since we're...
It could take all show, that's why.
We're slow on the phones here. We might even just do it in segments, maybe hit a segment of it this hour, maybe a segment next tomorrow night or something. We'll see how it goes. And, of course, we'd love your input on these questions as well. Questions about the marketplace and how it could provide things like fire service, fire protection, police protection, and just general questions about the marketplace as well. Very interesting questions, and I'm sure questions a lot of people ask when they hear us talking about getting these services out of the hands of government and putting them into the hands of privateers in the marketplace.
Well, it's something that we haven't ever experienced firsthand. I mean, we have it sometimes, so we've all grown up with government all around us handling fire and police and such services, and it's hard to imagine really what it would be like without them. So...
But it is possible, and we can see little examples of it here and there. We can see how the marketplace generally does things better than government can do these things.
It's competition.
So, but yes, you're right, Toby. We've never actually had it full on, you know, police protection. Sure, there are private security services, but we've never had to go without government police. And there are private fire services as well. But let's get into the questions from Ezra. He emails in, guys, a series of questions for you about your theories. Fires. A predominant problem with fire is it can affect for the one person's home and even or even land that isn't owned. This raises a question or two. Number one, what happens if my neighbor doesn't pay for fire service and his house catches fire, causing mine to catch fire? What does the fire department do, and can I sue him? Well, let's think about this. First of all, most people that own homes have an interest in insuring, are interested in insuring them.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean that everybody is. I'm sure there are some people that would say, you know what, screw it, I'd rather go without insurance, I'll take my chances.
Right. I don't believe in fire.
Or whatever. You know, weather, wind, and the other dangerous things that can destroy your home. And so if you're going to have home insurance, it seems to me that any home insurer is going to require fire coverage.
I don't know.
Seems to me.
I disagree. A home insurer would cover you for what they cover you for, and if your house is destroyed by something else, then you're just SOL.
No, that might be the case. But I think that most homeowners are going to be interested in fire coverage for their homes. Certainly there is a chance that somebody won't be, in which case I think that...
Now, I would say that the vast majority of Americans hold mortgages. And
the banks certainly going to be interested.
The banks are very interested in you having fire insurance.
Just like when you buy a new automobile. While we don't have required insurance here in New Hampshire, if you're financing an automobile, you certainly have to have insurance because the bank is going to force you.
Exactly.
Right. So that covers actually
most of them.
98%. And that's really the number. 98% of Americans
don't own their homes.
They don't fully own
their homes. They own it through
the bank.
Yeah. So that's a good observation. But let's look at the 1% or the 2% where somebody might say, you know what, I paid my house off, screw it, no insurance, no fire insurance, no protection whatsoever, and then, you know, a blaze starts. How do you handle it if you live next door? Well, you've got fire protection on your home, unless you're a fool, so you just simply call your fire protection and they will, you know, come out and protect your home from the blaze next door.
I'd say absolutely that... You know, that you could sue the guy. As far as
if he causes damage to your property, absolutely.
Even if his fire, which he chose not to get fire protection for, if you can show some kind of negligence, yeah. And to me, not having fire insurance is negligent.
Absolutely.
In the same way that driving around on the road without, you know, some kind of insurance to protect somebody that you might hit is negligent.
So I think that answers that question. Number two, related to this, what about what happens about tenants in an apartment block? Well, that one's easy.
Yeah, that one's very easy.
The apartment building, the complex, clearly is going to have insurance on their facility. So the apartment tenants don't have to worry about things like that. That's one of the nice things about renting, is you don't have to worry about paying for insurance and that sort of thing. It's all included in the cost of your rent. So that one's taken care of. Number three, what about land which is owned but has no belongings, therefore no need for fire protection, but it has trees which are fire prone? What happens when that catches fire?
Unimproved land.
Well, first of all, let's look out to California to see what's happening right now. Remember, right now, we've got wildfires that are just, you know, going crazy and destroying people's, destroying forest land and then destroying neighborhoods and so on and so forth and putting people out of their homes. And much of that land is government-owned. Much of the land that those that is catching fire is government-owned. A lot of private land is better taken care of. That's not to say that everyone who owns private land will take care of it, will go and, you know, prevent go and pull up the brush or the underbrush or whatever and prevent fires. So if that's the case, then once again, as long as you are covered on your property in regards to fire coverage, then you should be okay. If somebody wants to let their forest burn, okay, it's their forest, right? They should be able to let it burn if they want to, don't you think?
I can see the dangers in a forest catching fire and, you know, possibly sweeping up into the forest that's on your land or something like that. Once again, you know, it's an issue. I wouldn't think that the fire insurance for a piece of unimproved land would be very much. Insurance can be relatively inexpensive when you're talking about, you know, stuff that's unlikely to happen.
Would it not be a lot, or would it be a little bit higher, depending on the amount of upkeep done to the land? Would that be a factor?
Sure, that would be a huge factor. If you were going in and harvesting the trees at the right time and not letting the deadfall accumulate and all that other stuff, make a big, big difference.
So, you know, as long as you've got protection for your land, you should be okay, right? And if you're worried about that, you know, if you're going to live in a neighborhood, a deed-restricted neighborhood, make sure the entire, obviously in a deed-restricted neighborhood, they could require people to have fire protection, so the whole neighborhood could have fire protection. There could be some sort of boundary outside of that that would also be protected in order to protect you from a, you know, wild forest fire.
And another thing I'd like to put in here is that the people that are in careers like fire department, ambulance service, nurses, you know, these people that are in the careers to help people and do some good, likely they'll go out and take care of that problem anyway. For instance, the situation in Louisiana when the Hurricane Katrina came through, all the ambulance services disappeared from town. The cops, they were stealing TVs from stores. Mm-hmm. The only people running ambulance service calls was a private company from outside the city.
Right. Right.
They're the ones who stepped up to the plate and did what it took. The government bureaucrats, for some reason or another, didn't think that, you know, just didn't do it. They were probably following orders, which was the orders, get the hell out of here! The city's flooding! You know, and when you're in a bureaucracy, you're likely to follow orders. When you're working for a private company, you're likely to come up with solutions.
Yeah, and businesses have a vested interest in helping out in such disasters, because if you're the fire department who came to the scene and put out this forest fire, well, you might have some more clients that you're going to get from that.
Right. People could say, wow, they came in and saved my butt. Or they could, you know, send a bill to the owner, or the owner could say, hey, how much do I owe you for that? Right. Thanks for stepping in. And
sure.
Or the owner could say, you know, that was really great. Maybe I should have fire service. It's obvious something could happen.
Are we also assuming that all the volunteer firefighters have disappeared? Because the majority of firefighters are volunteer. Are we assuming that if the government pulled out, that all the volunteers would pull out?
Well, it just seems that the marketplace would be more efficient if it were operating for a profit. I mean, the volunteers, it's good and everything, but as some have pointed out, they're not sitting there waiting for the fires to happen. They're busy doing what they're doing. They have to get a call. They have to then report to the station, suit up, get ready.
But when it comes to a forest fire or something like a bigger fire where more hands are needed on the ground and such, I think there could still be a place for volunteers.
Sure. Who knows how the market would organize?
When you're talking about rural areas, volunteer fire departments make a lot of sense, because a private fire company just doesn't there's not enough calls for them to make, right, you know, for financially to make any sense. I've been looking into joining a volunteer force here in, you know, around Keene, and you know, it's a volunteer force, so it takes them a little longer to respond, but they've never lost a cellar hole.
1-800-259-9231. More questions from our emailer here, and your calls as well at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedEC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedEC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedEC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, including the bulletin board system. We got over 300,000 posts waiting for you, all kinds of different topics, serious issues, to fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. Of course, again, you can take control, bring up anything at 800-259-9231, and you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. We are reading a series of questions from a listener. We're going to take a break in here. Just we'll get through one more and then we'll break off, because we've been talking about fire protection and we'll go right into the phone calls here. But she, our listener, Ezra, is concerned about, well, you know, what about some, what about the marketplace? Can it really handle fire protection? What if people don't buy fire protection on their property? And as you pointed out, Mark, 98% of properties are held in mortgage. Homes are held in mortgage by a bank. And, of course, they require things like insurance, and they would also require fire protection. So that would cover most of it right there. And then as long as you have protection on your property, you are protected from an unprotected property that might abut you. So there's that factor as well. So as long as you're insured, you should be okay. And if someone else's fire does damage to your property, that's an actionable case that you could take to arbitration. Number four, though, Ezra's question is, as in one, how can you avoid the problem of herd immunity, which is something that happens with vaccination? People can get away with not vaccinating their children because others have. The same thing can be said for fire, but both are hardly fair. So once again, I think the 98% addresses that. Most of the herd is going to have the fire protection because it's the right thing to do, the sensible thing to do, and it will be required by their mortgage company.
I think what he's saying is that in and of itself, the fact that some people don't pay is a problem, and those people should pay. But I think that the fact that those people leave themselves liable for damages that their uninsured property would cause. Mm-hmm. Because you can, as far as I'm concerned, it would be negligent not to have some kind of fire protection on your land.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Save a couple hundred bucks a year and then lose your house?
Right. It's negligent not to, and you're putting other people in danger in the same way that if you go out on the road and you don't have insurance.
Well, you aren't putting other people in danger necessarily. You're just being stupid. You're putting your own property.
I guess you're right. It's not putting people in danger as much. Well, with not having fire insurance, you're putting people in danger. With in a car, you're endangering them to have to pay for their own damages.
1-800-259-9231. I don't think it's you're putting other people in danger necessarily. I think that
don't have fire insurance,
as long as you have insurance on your property and protection on your property, then you're not in danger.
Right. But should I have to protect myself from other people's burning property?
Well, if they are uninsured, then yeah, then
right.
You'd obviously
right.
have to.
I don't feel that there's a responsibility engendered in the fact that personal responsibility says you should insure your property, I should insure mine.
Absolutely, but
yes.
There will be irresponsible people.
Right, and likely I would insure myself against some kind of, against all kinds of fire, even if it spreads in from somebody else's property.
In the same way that there is uninsured driver's insurance. You know, you buy insurance because people don't make the right choices, and that's okay. Because, again, if enough people are buying fire insurance, and most people will, it'll be an affordable product.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that most places don't catch on fire in a given year, and so, therefore, there'll be plenty of profit in the in that particular insurance wing, that particular business, and it won't cost people a lot of money. So, really, it won't be financially prohibitive to people either, necessarily.
Likely it would not. So.
Right. And I think that we don't even know what would happen, what would spring up. There could be that if fire insurance is offered, that if any fire within the vicinity of your home catches on fire, your fire department's going to spring to action and help put that one out too. So I don't know that it would necessarily, we don't exactly know what would happen with it, so we don't really know all the factors either.
Excellent point. And we've also we've certainly seen that in California, the private insurers that are out there that are insuring the relatively upscale homes are really very, very active in prevention of fire. They go out and they spray down fire-prone areas with the special foam,
mm-hmm.
and that absolutely just knocks it out. So there are definitely some very, very foolproof methods to keeping this stuff under control.
Yeah, I don't think that it's the first place that people should go in finding freedom is getting rid of the fire department in their local community.
No, we're not talking about getting rid of anything, Mark. We're talking about turning it over to the marketplace.
Okay. Getting rid of the coercively funded fire department in your local community. But, you know, it, one of the first places that I would start looking if you want to cut budgets is those darn public schools.
Sure. But the questions are about fire and police, and some people want to know. So we're going to the phones. You can bring up anything. We'll get to the police questions here in a little while. Your calls are primary. We talked to Dr. Patrick on the Amplifier line in Georgia. Hello, Dr. Patrick.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm going to change topics here, and I want to talk about I'm dating a girl, and it is our first anniversary, your anniversary coming up, and I'm pretty serious with this girl.
Lovely.
I have no idea what to get her. So what do you guys, I want to throw it out to you and your listeners, I'm not sure what to do. So
I'm the wrong person to ask
on this. It's first anniversary or Christmas that you're buying for?
No, first anniversary.
Okay. And that's about Christmas time?
Yeah, it's December 6th.
Okay.
So it's a little before. That means I get the double whammy probably coming up.
Well, there's always the fail safe of jewelry, sparkling, simple and elegant jewelry. But
what is she like? Is she a jewelry person?
She's got a really good sense of humor. Like, you could actually get her a gag gift and she'd think it was funny, but I don't think that's good for any anniversary. But she does like jewelry, but she has expensive taste. I don't know if a first year is the right way to go on that.
I would agree that there could be some problems there with picking out jewelry.
Flowers are kind of a fail safe, aren't they?
Nah, it's so cliche, guys. Come on, give me something good.
you want something that's not cliche, but aren't women? Aren't a lot of women expecting cliches to some extent? You know, don't they want to be bowled over by a big bouquet and sparkling gem? I mean, that sort of thing. My girlfriend's not like this. She wouldn't be impressed by that stuff. But
what did you get, Julia?
Not a damn thing.
No, it's like a stick of gum.
Did you
have
to give her a card or something, man?
No. He gives nothing. Hey, I've got an idea. How about two tickets to the Liberty Forum?
There you go.
I would love to go to that. But, that's not a bad idea. Maybe
you could call it a trip to New Hampshire.
Now, Mark, you've been married to Laura for a couple of years now. When you were together with Laura, what did you do? Did you do anything at all?
When I was together, I am together.
Well, I mean, when you were with her before the marriage, because you guys aren't married yet. This is girlfriend, right?
Yeah, it's just girlfriend, but we're serious. So I'd like to do good for the person. Yeah, it's okay. I don't think there'd be much pressure on the second or third or fourth, but I feel like the first one will be remembered. So I kind of gotta think.
When it came to Laura, she's one of these gals that doesn't think, just doesn't need anything, so therefore buying things for her doesn't make a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. I generally would, spring for meal out or something like that. I mean, maybe a short trip. That would be very memorable.
Yeah, it was good. Well, I mean, it seems like dinner is sort of a guarantee, right? I mean, you're going to do a dinner, but you're probably going to do something along with it, right? Dinner and a gift. Is that what you were thinking?
Well, yeah. I think I'd probably cook something. She likes, maybe... Would you think a girl would like it more if you cooked for her or took her out?
It would depend on the girl.
Are you a good cook?
I like the idea of some kind of a short trip, maybe a weekend away. I don't know what your budget is. Something inexpensive that you could do that shows that you really care.
Maybe some of our listeners will have some good ideas.
Yeah, we're going to open up the phones, and if you've got a suggestion for Dr. Patrick here, it's his first year anniversary.
Get some emails to call in, please.
Yeah, we'll see what we can figure out here on this, and thanks for the call, dude. Let us know what you end up deciding to do, all right?
I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, dude, and how it goes. More on the way, 800-259-9231. What would you do if you were in his position? Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured your debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Talk Live, it is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. It's a place to go. Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. shrine.freetalklive.com.
Wow and amaze your techie friends with a new Zero Blaster. It shoots smoke rings 12 feet, and it's a perfect gift for anyone who likes neat stuff. Get your blaster at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com.
We just got off the phone with Dr. Patrick calling in from Georgia. He is coming up on his first anniversary, not wedding anniversary, but first girlfriend, boyfriend kind of first year together. And he wants to celebrate it. He wants to purchase something that will be memorable. That's the requirement, that it be memorable for the young lady that he's with. And he wasn't so sure as to what to get. So that's what he had called in about, asking us our thoughts. Toby, you have a relatively young lady that you're with, and you've been with her for a couple of years now, I think. Did you do anything on your first anniversary?
Yeah, the first anniversary, I got her a nice necklace. Well, not too nice. She knows my financial situation. I'm not
you're a college student.
I'm not a rich man by any standards, but something nice and sparkly that she can show off to her friends, and I like it. Since then, we've gone with the more useful stuff that or both of us could use. But the first year, that's what I did. But she's also likes the flowers. We did the flowers
and
going out to eat. All the regular cliche stuff, but it works for her and it works for me.
Works for you, okay. And this guy's a doctor, so he can probably afford a little something nice. And again, you know, like, how can you go wrong with flowers, right? I mean, most girls are into that, aren't they?
He considered it cliche and...
He did sort of bat that one away.
But if it's on top of something else.
But yeah, dinner's cliche too, right? I mean, everybody goes out to dinner.
I would think that I would consider flowers an accent to anything if I was going to spend money on them.
Wouldn't be just flowers. You'd get it as some, like a piece of jewelry and flowers.
Right. Flowers are for, in my opinion, you don't send flowers for birthdays, anniversary. You know, maybe a birthday at work, mm-hmm. and then you would do something else, but...
I see.
Right. You know,
I found flowers to be most effective when they're unexpected, but they also work for special occasions as an accent.
And if you send them to work.
So all the friends see them as well.
That's a good point. All right, let's go to the phones. I believe Curdy in Missouri has a comment on this one. Curdy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I think the best gift when you don't know what to give is a locket that has something in it that reminds them of the previous year.
Hmm.
Interesting.
That's a pretty darn sentimental.
Now, have you done this one? Or
works every time.
For example, have you put inside the locket?
Anything from, like, if you've got them roses in the past and you happen to have a rose petal you can put in there, a photograph. And since she's got a sense of humor, like you said, you could even, you know, dress yourself up as a clown and put that in there as a picture. You can really personalize a locket.
A picture of me. That'd be great. A great gift to get.
Well, and lockets probably aren't too expensive, are they? Unless they're like diamond encrusted or something, right?
Just like anything else, how much do you want to spend?
Yeah, right. Absolutely the truth.
Very good.
I have another question, though. You were talking earlier about the difference of insurance and stuff, and I've always had a hard time giving my money to these large corporations. I was a little curious what you, the private insurance companies. I'm not familiar with that in the least.
I'm sorry, what's your question exactly?
What exactly are these smaller private insurance companies you were talking about?
Well, I mean...
Versus like going with the large, you know, Geico car insurance or something. You know, I mean, you're giving your money to these large corporations all the time, and that's the last thing I want to do. But what about keeping the money more local?
I think what you're talking about is, in fact, Ian was mentioning that there was this high-end fire insurance that people could have, and they had out in California. And basically, it's the larger companies offering a premium service.
I gotcha.
Well, there might be smaller insurers.
You can check out insurance companies online, and you'll find out, you know, which ones are bigger, which ones are smaller, which ones are AA, AAA rated.
Just interested in keeping the money more local.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, for instance, here in Keene, there's a company that is, I think it's called the Insurance Group, and it's a very nice sort of family-owned company. I think that they, you know, obviously they buy their insurance out through somebody else. They're kind of like the broker. But essentially, if you're passing money through a local broker's hands, then it is going to support local people. And they're choosing, you know, who the actual insurer is down the line.
Right.
So there you go. I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Curdy, thanks. 800-259-9231. So that way, instead of dealing with, you know, Allstate, you can deal with an independent that might be buying their insurance, you know, through who knows what, First Protective or whatever. There's so many different insurers out there, and they're pretty much faceless because it's the local brokers that are the face of the organization, essentially.
It's true.
Right. I go through a larger insurance company, but I still know my broker by first name and talk to him on a first-name basis. And while it does go to the larger corporation, it sort of stays local because he gets a paycheck that he spends locally right here, too, so...
And they're the ones that are sending it. In the case of the brokers, they're the ones sending out the inspectors, and it's them that are the feet on the ground when the insurers need something done. So there's some hand-in-hand operation going on there between the local guys and the big companies. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control here. So whether you've got a suggestion for our doctor friend who called in earlier asking about, you know, anniversary gifts, or you want to bring up whatever's on your mind, let's continue with the phone calls and talk to Dave, listening in Athens, Ohio, on WAIS. Hey, Dave. Hello, Dave. Dave going once?
Hello?
Dave in Ohio? Hello, Dave. Is. What's on your mind?
I'm no fan of free speech, but I have a hard time when people like you heard the song, the Black Eyed Peas song, that they had to do away with because it made fun of people.
Oh, so you're familiar with this. I don't know which one it is.
Oh, I can't even say it because...
Just use a letter for the whatever R. word that is offensive.
R.
R.
I don't know. So wait now, you're saying that they got rid of a song because it offended too many people?
Yeah, and I agree with that.
And who is they? I mean, are you talking about radio stations, MTV?
People with disabilities.
Oh, like retarded?
Yeah.
I see.
It's, you know, the fact is that the marketplace is going to handle most of these issues. If for
instance, like the marketplace handled it.
It does sound like the marketplace handled it in this particular instance. You know, Clear Channel is a privately held corporation, and then there's other radio stations.
Well, they're going private.
Going private. Yeah. But it's public in that sense, but it's not government.
Right.
So you're saying that the stations clear that up, or...
Yeah, they get the choice. If I own a radio station, I'm not going to allow people to say the N-word or call people retards
on
the air.
But you could.
But I could.
That's not a violation of FCC law or anything like
right.
that.
And it's, right. It's so you could get away with doing it. It's these stations chose to self-censor. They decided not to play that stuff. And
they didn't want to offend their audience.
I'd have to,
yeah,
I'd have
agree
to support
with
them.
It.
And I scold Ian every time he uses the term gyp on the air, because I think that's the new one. I don't think we should make fun of gypsies just
gypsies.
Because somebody, some gypsies might rip people off.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. And you'll see examples of this from time to time. For instance, and they're not always going to go in the way that you agree with. For instance, the Dixie Chicks stirred up some controversy a couple of years ago when they spoke out against President Bush's administration on stage at one of their concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Really, that stirred the pot at a lot of country radio stations across the across America, and I think there were a number of stations that had essentially like a bonfire out in front of their station. What they would do is they would invite their listeners to come down and throw their Dixie Chicks CDs in an oil drum that was on fire or something like that, and obviously a lot of listeners responded to that, and the stations took a stand, which could have been a controversial stand. It could have lost some listeners as a result of that, but they felt it was going to be something that most of their listeners would appreciate. Now, we probably wouldn't appreciate it because we support freedom of speech, and absolutely the Dixie Chicks should have been able to critique President Bush without having any fallout, but they did, you know? It didn't hurt them in the long run, though, because their concerts kept selling out. So I think they probably gained as many fans as they lost in that particular instance. But nonetheless, the marketplace did respond, and a lot of country stations pulled their music off of the air.
As it usually did. And then my dad found out about them because he's very anti-Bush. So he heard about these guys that are anti-Bush. So, they
so
gained
he
some
started
more
listening
fans.
To the Dixie Chicks?
Yeah, after that he bought all their CDs.
Interesting. There's my point exactly. It's interesting how the marketplace responds in both directions. 1-800-259-9231. And speaking of the market, we're going to get back into market police. What happens if we take the police out of the hands of the government? Well, a lot of questions spring up, that's for sure. We'll address them and take your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit LibertyDollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. If you like the show, we ask that you shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. It doesn't matter if it's a used item or news, new item. 41 categories to shop in. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done, especially your holiday shopping. I mean, you're going to have to probably buy a whole bunch of stuff for people and your family and your friends and all that. Do it at amazon.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com and read some real testimonials and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
800-259-9231. We jump back into an email we started at the beginning of the hour. Ezra's pretty concerned about this whole free market situation, has a lot of questions. Very curious.
Good questions.
Good questions. Mm-hmm. Questions that inevitably a lot of people will be asking themselves if we are discussing things like free market fire protection and even police protection. What happens when you take the police out of the hands of the government and put it in the hands of people in search of a profit, people in the marketplace? He has a series of questions, so here we go. Number one, in regards to police.
And before we go on here, I just want to make it clear that you're the one out there proposing that we take the police out of the market, out of the hands of...
me and everyone else with a head on their shoulders.
Right. And I'm not proposing that, so I may be able to come up with a few answers, but I think that at this point that we that the libertarians should be proposing, you know, changes that would be the biggest, most important changes for freedom.
Sure, sure. Like no longer enforcing speed limit laws, ending the war on drugs, replacing stop signs with yield signs, that sort of thing. Those can be done under the current system.
I don't know that I would get rid of speed limit signs necessarily, but...
I said not enforcing them anymore.
I don't know if I'd get rid of stop enforcing speed limits necessarily. I certainly think that many of them are placed artificially low,
mm-hmm.
but... You know, and the problem is there is no market mechanism for setting speed limits.
Number one, laws exist to protect the marketplace. Who enforces those? I'm not sure. Maybe he's referring to, like, health code, that sort of thing, building codes. That's my guess when he says laws are to protect the marketplace. Well, we've talked about this before. Certainly in the marketplace, if there's a demand for some sort of safety protection, safety certification, whether it be for your favorite restaurant, or whether it be for, you know, building codes and that sort of thing, again, insurers are going to come into play here when it comes to building codes. If you're going to get insurance, they're going to require that you be up to spec.
Right.
Secondly, when it comes to health codes, then restaurants are going to want to prove to their clientele that they're safe, that they're clean, and they're going to have third-party protection agencies, third-party certifiers coming in and checking their equipment, checking their service, and going back and checking for cleanliness and that sort of thing.
You know, and these things, often when you're talking about, like, say, building inspectors or, you know, health inspectors or anything like that, these things are arbitrary. These people are sometimes they do their jobs, sometimes they don't. If they did do their jobs all the time, there wouldn't be any food poisoning at all. We still get food poisoning, right?
Sure.
So, but sometimes they do enforce their the rules. Like, for instance, I put a door in a house that I had in Sarasota, Florida, and I was at the door company, and the guy said, oh, yeah, the rules and such, so-and-so. Apparently, a door requires 36 TAPCONs in Florida, you know, screws to hold the door frame in.
Mm-hmm.
And his worker had put in 34.
Ooh.
And the building inspector kicked it back, and this guy, and it wasn't close. He apparently had taken the job a couple of counties away. So he had to, you know, go, basically spend an entire day to go put two screws in a door.
Jeez.
And what would have been the difference?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Just so, rigid insanity.
Right. It's rigid.
Yeah. And it's also a lot of the time very arbitrary and can be used against people. If one competition is giving a little kickbacks to the other,
right.
That now there's a health inspector that can put someone out of business by seeing one thing ignoring something else in
there's
another.
There's definitely
business.
Political games that can be played with the government.
Sure,
system.
If you don't think the insulation lobbyists have anything to do with how much insulation is required
yes.
in a given state, you're not living in the real world.
Absolutely, anyone who's worked in contracting can tell you that a lot of the code simply drives business to certain industries.
Right.
That's all it is.
You know, the big machinery companies, those are the ones that set the rules as far as deciding what you have to do as far as a septic tank and what kind of leach mm-hmm. field you need and all this other stuff. Why? Because, well, you need a big piece of equipment to move that dirt around. And, you know, somehow or another, I can feed table scraps to my dog. And he can go and do his business out on the front lawn. But if I did it, everybody would get cholera. If I had 10 dogs, right, there would be 10 times as much stuff on the front lawn. But
right.
Nobody's getting cholera. Now, I'm not saying that we should dump our waste on our, you know, right out in our
sure.
front lawns. But I'm just saying that likely there's a whole bunch of overkill in what we do as far as construction.
Yeah. So, again, the marketplace would come up with those protections on its own because
right.
consumers are demanding that.
Right.
And it wouldn't be arbitrary, like Toby said.
And it would actually protect the consumer from things that cost way too much, too.
Now, and also, you have to remember, though, that the marketplace isn't utopia, okay? That's not what I'm proposing. There's still going to be that chance that somebody could open up a restaurant and not have any sort of inspection and not have any certification or anything at all like that. And let me tell you, people that go out to restaurants, they know what to look for. You know, especially people that are looking specific for specific foods like kosher foods and that sort of thing. People that are concerned about cleanliness are going to know that there are certain logos that they'll look for on the door of the restaurant as they're going in. And it'll say, you know, certified weekly or certified daily or certified whatever the marketplace
is. By Zagat's or whatever.
Right, whatever the marketplace is demanding. And if you want to go and eat food at a place that's completely uncertified, that should be your risk. So, for instance, when you go to your grandma's house or another family member, no certifications going on there, you're absolutely at risk, but 99 times out of 100, you're going to be just fine.
Right. People don't want to poison their customers.
Right.
They want their customers to come back. It's like a guarantee. If somebody gets sick,
they're going to tell people.
Yeah, they're going to tell people, and they're not coming back, and nobody's coming.
Number two, who pays for the rest of the justice system, judges, etc.? Well, of course, the loser will pay. And this is another area that we can change the current system, Mark, to make Mark happier with the current government system. We can make it a loser pay system where that will do a whole lot to drastically reduce the number of frivolous lawsuits that we have, because you couldn't just throw a lawsuit up and see if it sticks. If you lost the lawsuit that you were bringing, you would have to pay the cost of the person that you had challenged. And similar in the marketplace, again, if you are bringing a suit and you lose, then you're going to have to bear the burden of whatever costs have been incurred. So the customers will be paying. In the case of arbitration, you are paying an arbitrator to decide your case. You enter into a contract with that arbitration court, and that contract is obviously going to have a certain value on it. It's going to have a dollar tag on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a service, right?
You're paying for a service. And, you know, the fact is, you have to pay for government courts today anyway.
Yeah, you do, and you pay out the nose for them.
Right, because there's no competition. There's no other court down the street that you can go to have many of these cases adjudicated at. And in the marketplace, there would be. In the marketplace, arbitrators would compete based on honesty and price and quickness. That's another factor that you'd get in the marketplace arbitration courts as opposed to government courts. Government courts could give a flip about how fast they're going to see your case. Whereas in the world of arbitration, speed's going to be a factor. You're going to want to go to Johnny's arbitration service because you've heard he's the fastest in town. That sort of thing.
You know, and as far as enforcement goes, people often think that the courts have some huge enforcement measure. But when it comes to a civil, when you get some kind of civil ruling from a court, there's no enforcement. No cops go out and make people pay or anything
really?
Like that. You just get a judgment, and largely people will pay them. You can put liens on people's property and stuff like that, but you have to go through the steps to do it.
Next question. Who enforces land rights? Where does land for communities come from? Well, there are privately built communities all over the place. These, you know, planned communities that people like to buy their houses in, where they all sort of look the same and all that. Those people bought a big plot of land, and then they subdivided it, and they sold it to people. That's how that works. Who enforces land rights? Well, again, that would be title insurance. Titles and deeds and that sort of stuff, that documentation that shows that you own this land, is, again, another service that could simply be turned over to the marketplace. And similar to how we have credit agencies that sort of share information amongst themselves, certainly title agencies would be sharing information as well, because a title insurer doesn't want to insure a title unless he knows it's clean. So he's going to check it out, and he's going to make sure that it's what it's supposed to be, and it can't be snatched up by anybody, and, you know, whatever the other nasty little things that could happen, I suppose, when it comes to titles. So, again, let the title insurers handle that. These are all things that the marketplace can easily handle if we just let them. There's no need for a government monopoly in these areas. Government monopolies just make things worse, more expensive, arbitrary. Hour two's coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.